आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। कैंपेनिंग पिक्स अप फॉर असेंबली इलेक्शंस इन फोर स्टेट्स बिसाइड्स यूनियन टेरिटरी पुदुचेरी। प्राइम मिनिस्टर एंड सीनियर बीजेपी लीडर नरेंद्र मोदी एंड ऑपोजिशन लीडर राहुल गांधी टू कैंपेन इन केरलम टुडे। Election Commission directs top officials in West Bengal to ensure free and fair election. US President Donald Trump says the shooting down of US jets will not impact Iran talks. 8 killed in an earthquake in Afghanistan's capital Kabul. Tremors felt in North India. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeat Chennai Super Kings by 5 wickets. With just 4 days remaining for election campaigning in Keralam, senior national leaders, including Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi, leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, and CPM General Secretary M.A. Baby, are reaching the state for campaigning. More from our correspondent.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend an NDA public meeting in Tiruvalla in Keralam this afternoon at 3 p.m. Following the event, Sri Narendra Modi will travel to Thiruvananthapuram, where he will participate in an NDA roadshow from Killipalam to Karamana. Senior Congress leader and leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi will take part in UDF campaign at Alappuzha today. He will also attend campaign programs in Kochi and Kuttanadu. Meanwhile, CPM General Secretary M.A. Baby will participate in LDF campaign events in Kottayam district today. Sri M.A. Baby is also scheduled to attend the LDF programs in Thiruvananthapuram tomorrow. Several union ministers, chief ministers, state ministers and other national leaders are also actively campaigning across various districts in Keralam, taking part in public meetings and roadshows today and tomorrow. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
In Tamil Nadu elections, nominations will end on Monday. Scrutiny of nomination papers will be carried out on the 7th and the last day of nominations will be on the 9th of this month. In the single-phase elections, polling will be held on the 23rd of this month. Electioneering is gaining momentum in the state. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is in Chennai to have a closed-door meeting with the leaders and higher-ups of the party. More from our correspondent.
Tamil Nadu is a politically vibrant state. The first-time voters who depend on social media for political knowledge are a challenge to the political parties. Leaders of political parties are crisscrossing the state with road shows and public rallies. Colorful flags fly high everywhere with speakers reaching out to the voters. Drone shots determine the density of the crowds and YouTube channels are swarming around in the internet where it is virtual versus reality. Virtual warriors and IT soldiers keep the viewers engaged 24/7 with verbal duel. Joy, Akashwani. Reporting from Chennai.
Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, Election Commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi have directed the top officials of West Bengal to ensure free, fair, transparent and impartial assembly elections. In a statement, the Election Commissioner said, electors must have no fear and the elections should be free from violence, intimidation and inducement. The directive also states that there should be no booth capturing or source jamming during the elections. A court in Malda has ordered 14 days police custody to Mufakkarul Islam and 6 days police custody to Akramul Bagani, main accused in the Kalyachak incident in Malda in West Bengal. Both were arrested for allegedly instigating the mob that geraud the BDO office. The Election Commission has ordered the immediate withdrawal of state-provided security cover for politicians and individuals facing criminal charges in West Bengal. The directive issued to the district magistrates also asked them to assess rank and threat perception, making them ineligible for such protection. The letter said that a detailed list of all persons currently receiving security, complete with names and designations, must be submitted immediately for each assembly constituency and police district. A deadline has been set for furnishing this information to the commission. Furthermore, the state police nodal officer has been instructed to submit a comprehensive security report by today afternoon. The decision follows recent violent incidents in Malda and other districts, prompting concerns over law and order situation of the state. In our series of constituency profiles for the forthcoming Legislative Assembly elections, today we take a look at the Pala Assembly seat in Keralam. Our correspondent has the details.
Pala Assembly constituency in Kottayam lies in the fertile high-range region of Keralam, where rubber cultivation is the backbone of the economy. Wealth from rubber plantations influences all sections of society in Pala. The sitting MLA, Mani C. Kappan, is UDF independent candidate here. Former MP and Kerala Congress M chairman, Jose K. Mani, is the LDF candidate in Pala. Sean George of BJP is the NDA candidate. BSP's Santosh Nadumparambil, AAP is Roni Nedumbalil, and two independent candidates also contesting in Pala. In the 2021 assembly elections, Mani C. Kappan defeated Jose K. Mani by a margin of more than 15,000 votes. Earlier, in the 2019 by-elections, Mani C. Kappan won from Pala as an LDF candidate representing NCP. Nidhi M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
9 members of a single family lost their lives after a car fell into a well at Dindori in Nashik district of Maharashtra last night. The deceased include 5 students. The accident occurred when the family was returning after attending a private coaching class gathering. Their vehicle reportedly plunged into a well located in a farm near a function hall in the area. Rescue operations continued till late night as authorities and local residents worked to retrieve the victims. Further investigation into the incident is underway. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app.
Neha, your new car and that status, I wish I had taken commerce.
Who said CS is only for commerce students? I was from science stream myself.
Really? Even art students can do it?
Absolutely. Anyone can pursue CS.
Why wait? Become a company secretary today. Start your corporate journey the right way. For detailed information, visit www.icsi.edu.
U.S. President Donald Trump has asserted that shooting down of U.S. military jets will have no bearing on diplomatic discussions with Iran. According to media reports, President Trump dismissed the notion that the event would impede negotiations with Iran. These remarks represent his first public response to the loss of American planes during the hostilities, occurring as combat actions and diplomatic initiatives proceed simultaneously. The first plane, a 2-seat U.S. F-15E jet, was shot down by Iranian fire, officials in both countries said. The Atomic Energy Organization of Iran has accused the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, of clear complicity following its failure to denounce military strikes on the nation's nuclear infrastructure, state broadcaster TV reported. The Iranian body asserted that the global watchdog's refusal to speak out against recent U.S. Israeli aggression effectively aligns the agency with the attackers. In a statement shared on social media today, the AEOI revealed that its chief, Mohammad Islami, has repeatedly contacted IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi. Islami's correspondents urged the Director General to formally condemn the illegal attacks targeting Iranian sites dedicated to peaceful energy production. The UN Security Council has postponed a vote on authorizing the use of defensive force to protect shipping in the Strait of Hormuz from Iranian attacks. The 15-member body was set to vote last night on a draft resolution brought by Bahrain, but the schedule shifted. The reason given was that the United Nations observes Good Friday as a public holiday. The Gulf nation of Bahrain holds the presidency of the UN Security Council this month. No new date has been given for voting on the draft. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni met Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman as she arrived in Jeddah on an unannounced visit yesterday. During the meeting, they reviewed bilateral relations and opportunities for further development. They also discussed the latest regional developments, the repercussions of the ongoing military escalation on freedom of international navigation and energy security, its impact on global economy, and the coordination of joint efforts to enhance regional security and stability, the report said. The Italian Prime Minister arrived in Saudi Arabia as part of a two-day visit to the Gulf nations that will also include Qatar and the United Arab Emirates. At least 8 people were killed in central Afghanistan when a powerful 5.9 magnitude earthquake struck the Hindu Kush last night, shaking different parts of Afghanistan. The tremors, which lasted a few seconds, were felt in North India, including Delhi, Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab and Haryana. There were no reports of any damage or casualties. According to the National Center for Seismology, the epicenter of the earthquake was in Afghanistan at a depth of 150 kilometers. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Keralam and Mahe today. It has predicted thunderstorm accompanied by hailstorm over several northern states, Uttar Pradesh, East Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh. In Indian Premier League IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Chennai Super Kings by 5 wickets in Chennai last night. Chasing a victory target of 210 runs, Punjab Kings overhauled the score for the loss of 5 wickets in 18.4 overs. The Indian football team suffered a 3-4 defeat to Bangladesh on penalties in the final of the SAF Men's Under-20 Championship at the National Stadium in Maldives yesterday. This was Bangladesh's second SAF Under-20 Championship title. As part of our series, People's Padma on Akashvani, in our upcoming episode, we speak to Swami Brahmadevji Maharaj from Rajasthan. Swami Brahmadevji Maharaj will be honored with the prestigious Padma Shri in the field of social work.
वही हमने ग्रेजुएशन की, उसके बाद फिर हम गुरुजी के पास आ गए, उन्होंने फिर हमें गांव में सत्संग करने के लिए लगा दिया कि नशे के खिलाफ हर गांव में जाइए, तो हम इस अभियान में जुट गए। 13 दिसंबर 1980 को अंध विद्यालय की नींव हमारे गुरुदेव संत बाबा करदयाल दास जी महाराज जी के कर कमलों से रख दी गई।
To listen to this conversation, tune in to 100.1 Akashvani Gold today at 9:10 a.m. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Sunil. On the West Asia conflict, the Asian Age headline reads, U.S. fighter jet downed over Iran, one crew member rescued, attacks across Gulf hit oil and water infrastructure. The Statesman reports, amid Gulf War, India readies its third nuclear submarine with plans for more. The top headline in Hindu Business Line reads, Russia offers India top-up of crude, fertilizers and LNG. Hormuz disruption pushes Delhi to up reliance on Moscow energy supplies, writes the paper. In its editorial piece titled, A New Space Age, Next Frontiers and Challenges, the Indian Express says the Artemis mission marks a shift from Cold War era competition to a more collaborative, yet strategically contested phase of space exploration. It highlights the moon's importance for scientific discovery and as a future base for deeper space missions. While international cooperation has grown, gaps in global rules and absence of key players raise risk of conflict. The paper cautions that the space potential must not be undermined by geopolitical rivalries. And finally, soon-to-be brides and grooms in India seeking shortcuts to shed weight before their wedding day have become the latest consumer target for weight loss drugs in India, with one wellness clinic in Delhi touting a Monjaro bride package, writes Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Saira. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning picks up for assembly elections in 4 states besides Union Territory Puducherry. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi and opposition leader Rahul Gandhi to campaign in Keralam today. Election Commission directs top officials in West Bengal to ensure free and fair election. US President Donald Trump says the shooting down of US jets will not impact Iran talks. 8 killed in an earthquake in Afghanistan's capital Kabul, tremors felt in North India. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeat Chennai Super Kings by 5 wickets. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.